Alistair, your family background is Pacific Islander, right?
African American, and I'm mixed with different things, but mostly African American.
Okay. Did this project change your idea of how history should be presented or can be presented?
It definitely did. As Dr. Cripps mentioned, I got to talk with a lot of students on campus about racial subjects and just things that you usually don't get to talk about. And it also changed it, my mind personally, just because I didn't know my background and my history. So it made me look into mine. And I got my ancestry done. I had to go through ancestry specifically because there are not a lot of records for African Americans. So with this project, like learning that there wasn't a lot of records for these people, it definitely reflected to me because there wasn't a lot for me either. So I had to go through ancestry in order to find out my background. So for these people, it's really hard to find their background as well, just as it was hard for me.
So is this project over now or does it continue? What's next?
It certainly does continue. There's lots more to be done. In fact, there's probably a limitless amount more to be done. These narratives continue to develop. They continue to evolve. So it's all a matter of how far do you want to take this. We're looking to turn over a kind of a finished product to the Maryland State Archives, and this will consist of basically all the information we've found about the approximately 3,000 individuals that we've identified to date. This is when they arrived at Crownsville, when they left, what we know about them before, what we know about them after, where they may be buried, any other pertinent information like that. So we're trying to turn over that kind of the data side of it, but at the same time, there's also the potential here for some powerful storytelling, I think, to come out of this as well. This doesn't just have to be data about individuals. This is stories. This is not the history of some famous person that everyone's heard about, but this is the history about the true American experience, and I think the honest American experience that a lot of us sometimes don't want to acknowledge, but certainly deserves and needs to be acknowledged.
Alistair, you mentioned conversations with your peers. Tell me about some of them. How are people who aren't going through these records with you, how are they reacting to your conclusions?
Well, I actually had both situations. I had students who were in Phi Theta Kappa and wanted to do more research outside of our meetings. And I also had students who had just heard about the subject that we were researching and asked how they could get involved, and they wanted to do research as well. So for me, it was really interesting because they just heard about the project and were so interested and asked if they could get involved and start doing some research and, in their spare time at home, using our ancestry grant or anything like that. And then people who weren't able to come to the meetings and research with us wanted to do it on their own time as well.
Would you say there are a lot of assumptions about race, Alice, in your experience?
I would say, you mean like that we can't talk about it?
Or that we just assume that people are one thing or another?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, just from being an African American, I know that there are a lot of assumptions. There are a lot of prejudgments. And so I just know personally that there are a lot of prejudgments.
Well, I appreciate your telling us about it. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.